It is the dawn of a new geological age. A teeming swarm of Homo sapiens gathers on the banks of an estuary at the edge of the North American continent. The glaciers have retreated, the seas have risen more than 400 feet since the last ice age, and the gleaming new steel and glass hives of Manhattan rise up from the marshes. That's the beginning of the ends of the world, volcanic apocalypses, lethal oceans, and our quest to understand Earth's past mass extinctions by Peter Brannan. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read. The Ends of the World is a book that I bought because, quite frankly, I'm fascinated by the idea that our planet has undergone many spectacular disasters that almost wiped out all life on it in the past. And this book does basically cover all of them. His description of just the enormity of the Chicxulub impact that destroyed the dinosaurs and a whole lot of other stuff, maybe combined with some explosive volcanism in India that may have also contributed or actually caused the dinosaurs to be extinct. There's a lot of detail here. It's great. He does a really great job doing all of that. Peter Brannan's book, he's a character in it. He's visiting a lot of geologists and fossil hunters in various places, and that stuff is really interesting too, as he's trying to kind of explain how we know what we know about the deep history of the Earth. I would say, unless you're really interested in geology and kind of environmental history, this book is going to feel a little too long. It felt a little long to me. I definitely skipped a bunch of stuff or skimmed a bunch of stuff. But I will tell you the thing that stuck with me more than anything else about this book. And I should say, it's very clearly the point of this book to say that we are in the midst of creating our own ecological catastrophe that could potentially lead to mass extinction on planet Earth. That is embedded in the concept of this book, quite frankly. But as somebody who reads a lot of science fiction, the thing that I really took away from this that I think is really great, that most people don't know, don't think of, don't want to think of, and that doesn't get dealt with in a lot of fiction, is the idea of deep time, the length of time of life on Earth, and how short our existence on this planet has been. He uses an analogy where he tries to explain, like, if you're walking down a block and the block is actually taking you with every step, you're going through thousands of years of time. He points out that after two steps, human civilization is over. And after, you know, you're halfway down the block, humanity, modern humans are basically gone. And you have to walk for several days to get back to the beginning of life on Earth. It really puts it in perspective. So that's the thing that I took away from it more than anything else. And actually, as somebody who's been fascinated by the idea of the Fermi paradox for a long time in my life, which is the idea first sort of summed up by Enrico Fermi, the scientist, where is everybody? If life is teeming in the universe, why have we not heard from anybody? And this book, I think, makes the case, just tangentially, that probably the reason that we haven't heard from anybody is that on timescales of the universe, on these huge timescales, like the amount of time that there's been intelligent life here on planet Earth, the intelligence is, I mean, we have only been capable of looking outward for an incredibly short amount of time. Like, you can't even conceive without thinking really hard about how short an amount of time it's been. And what are the chances, even if our civilization lasts 100,000 years, which is a lot longer than it's lasted up to now, a lot longer, there's no chance or very little chance that that's going to coincide with another 100,000 year slice from another civilization somewhere else, because we're talking about billions of years of time with a little tiny 100,000 year slice in there. That's nothing. And it really is a humbling experience to think about, and which is why I think most people don't think about it, about how little time human beings have spent on the Earth. The history of the Earth is really a history of, if anything, kind of like single-celled life, bacteria and stuff. You could argue that, okay, well, you know, we'll make it a little bit closer. We'll make it about life in the oceans. But like plants haven't been around that long, relatively speaking. Animals have really not, like land animals, been around for very long at all. And that includes things like the dinosaurs, right? And then you get to people and it's like, forget it. We are latecomers here. And depending on what we do, who knows how long we'll last. But it does put it all in perspective. And as to paraphrase Spinal Tap, too much perspective, perhaps. Anyway, if you like to read about all the disasters that the Earth has befallen and will continue to befall, and just how small we are, not only in terms of space, but in terms of time. For that, I'd say The Ends of the World will give you that perspective. But it was definitely not quite as gripping as I'd hoped, and I skimmed a lot, but I did walk away with some really perspective-changing moments, and that was worth it for me.